The last couple days we have referred, last night and this morning we mentioned a man by the name of Amasa in one of the translations, who said, "Thine we are, David." He had looked upon those who came to him from the tribe of Benjamin with a bit of suspicion. And he said, "If you've come to me with pure motives and really want to join our side, well, then I'll receive you. But otherwise, not." And it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon this man, and he said, "Thine we are, son of Jesse. David, we're on your side." And we mentioned that it takes the Spirit of the Lord to work that loving response of devotion, consecration, allegiance. So it's by the Spirit of the Lord that we can say, "No, I am his forever. I know that nothing can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord." By the Spirit of the Lord, we say, "I am his, and he is mine." That's a precious revelation that comes to our dead, cold hearts when we awaken to the beauty of Jesus and the love of God in Christ. "No, I am his forever." Doesn't the Bible say that? It's the Holy Spirit that shows us that we belong to Jesus, that we are children of God. He has sent forth his Spirit into our hearts, and by that Holy Spirit in our hearts, we are assured that we are children of God. We call God our dear Father by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of adoption. The Holy Spirit is called in that place. But it's his work that makes us know, gives us that blessed assurance that we belong to the family, that we belong to Jesus, and we can call God our Father. And as we have come into that place, we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, and we are pressing on the upward way. Why, there's a saint from my church. She moved away, and I was telling somebody today, I don't like it when people leave. Well, this lady moved far away, and she's not coming back either. But I get to see her once in a while at Pilgrim Camp. And this time when she handed me a card for my birthday, she said, "I've enjoyed watching you grow up." And I kind of got a little kick out of that. She's a few years ahead of me. But she wrote on that card, "May the eternal glories gleam to nerve your faint endeavor." Maybe she doesn't remember, but another time she just stirred me. I don't know if that was 10 years ago or 20 years ago or when, but she must pray about what she puts on those cards. She wrote, "Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called." 1 Timothy 6, I don't know if she remembers that, but that one really went into my heart as well. But just the other day, "May those eternal glories which gleam afar nerve your faint endeavor." And I thought, oh God, thank you, thank you. See, we need something to stir our hearts. We need someone, the person of Jesus Christ, to just draw us forward so that that which is behind us pushes us towards him, and that which is before us draws us onward. He is our goal. And may those eternal glories that are ahead of us be more brightly revealed to us and nerve our faint endeavor. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me. I want a closer walk with you. Keep me from all wrong. Help me to walk with you. Help me to press closer. Help me to see you more clearly and rejoice because I am finding out the greatness of your loving heart. So I thank the Lord for this song and for the truths that are in it. What a friend. Oh, such a friend. Oh, such a friend. That's good poetry, isn't it? Good, good. Oh, such a friend. I found him, and I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me, the fairest of 10,000 to my soul, the lily of the valley. That's a song that Brother Kenny likes to call out, and I've noticed that's one of those numbers that he knows. What is it, 479?
Right.
Yeah, I've heard you say that number. Brother Kenny, come.
I'll come up with something. It's certainly nice to be here, and boy, all this warm welcome is very nice and very kind. I love to be with Brother Eddie. I've been ministering with him for about 30 years. It's a long time. He invited me to come to Ridgewood a long time ago, helping the work there, and then throughout the years we have ministered together. And recently he invited me to go to Germany, and he had asked me to do that in the past. He and his father have often gone to Kirchheim and ministered there over the years, and the last few years Brother Eddie extended that invitation to me, and I looked to the Lord and didn't feel that the Lord was opening the way, but it was something that did interest me. And then this past year, just a few months ago, Brother Eddie asked me again, and so I felt in my heart it would be nice to go. I knew that he would be there, so I wouldn't be alone trying to understand German, because I don't know any. And he was very kind to me, took me under his wing. I was like a little puppy following him around, and he explained everything to me. I was singing the German songs, and he would whisper to me what they were in English while I was singing. One time I had to tell him, "Please, you're throwing me off." Because I was getting the hang of it after a while. At least the pronunciation. I didn't know what the song was all about. But anyway, on the way to Germany, I had to fly down to Atlanta, Georgia, and had a little layover there before I boarded the plane to Germany. And I had a little time, so I went to get something to eat. And I was at the food court, and I was sitting down with my salad. I'm trying to get back to salads and all that good stuff. He must increase, I must decrease, is taking on new meaning for me again. As I was sitting there, a young lady was sitting across from me, and she was on her computer and eating something, and then a soldier came over. He was in uniform, and he sat down next to me as well. And I noticed he was reading a Christian book. And so I wanted to start a conversation. So I thanked him for his service to our country, and he appreciated that. And, "Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you." And so we started to talk, and I found out that he was a young Christian who was on his way to Kabul, Afghanistan, on his way back. And so I told him, "Well, I'm a pastor in New York, and I'm on my way to Kirchheim, Germany, for a Bible conference." And then this girl spoke up, sitting across from me, and she said, "Oh, are you a pastor? I'm going on a missions trip to Mozambique, Africa." And so here was, you know, Afghanistan, Germany, and Africa, and we were all going to serve the Lord, and it was so interesting to me. We had such good fellowship there. We began to talk about the Word of God and how wonderful the Lord is, and different experiences that we've had, and so on. And you know, I needed that. As I say, I was on my way to Germany, traveling by myself with a lot of other people, but I just didn't know exactly what to expect and how I would fit in and what I could do or say, if anything. But just meeting up with those two people made me feel like I was in the way the Lord had led me. We've all had experiences like that. The Lord just sort of makes you to know in very simple ways, confirms that you're in His will, and you're doing what he wants you to do. And if you know that you're doing what God wants you to do, then you can have faith that God will supply your every need, and God will equip you to be the blessing that he wants you to be, and God will work in you the thing that he's interested in. I remember years ago when I was first coming to Pilgrim Camp, and I think it was one of my first times where I had to lead the meetings, and I had my little stint. I was taking over for Brother Eddie. He was up here first, and then he was passing the baton on to me. And it worked out that we really couldn't overlap. The day that I was coming up, he was coming down. And so I was traveling with my family, and we got hungry. Again, food, right? And so we stopped at Burger King. I don't think I could find it. I just got off an exit, and we looked around, and there was a Burger King. And so we got online, and I'm thinking about the meeting that night and what I'm going to do and say. And all of a sudden, I look up, and Brother Eddie's online holding a cup of coffee. And I thought that was pretty amazing. I don't think I could have planned that if I tried. What time would I have to leave New York City to get to Burger King and meet Eddie, who left who knows when? And that was great.
It was Clifton Park.
It was Clifton Park. He would remember. He got to talk to me a little bit and tell me what he had been ministering on and some of the things that were happening and these things that I needed to know. And again, that made me feel good. When I got up to camp, I was still full of fear and trembling, but there was some assurance that, again, I was doing what the Lord wanted me to do. And I suppose that phrase, I looked it up just a moment ago, it's in Genesis chapter 24, where is it Abraham's servant is seeking out a wife for Isaac, a bride for Isaac, and when he meets, is it Rebecca? Got to get all my names straight. Then the Lord indicates to him that this is the woman that God has chosen for his master, and he finds out that she's related to him. And he begins to talk to his father, and he mentions there, I being in the way the Lord has led me, have brought me here. And it just makes us to know that for a child of God, God is very interested in our lives, and he's very interested in leading us. And when we pray for God's leading, and for his guidance, and for his will to be done in our lives, we find that God takes that very seriously. And he begins to move in our lives and move in the affairs of our lives in ways that we're not always aware until he reveals to us what he has been doing. And I've found that when we seek Jesus and we seek to know him and to draw near to him every day, you know, God guides our lives in the path that he has chosen for us. And he brings things into our lives that we would have missed otherwise. And we can go into every day with this confidence. Lord, I'm in your hands. And Lord, as I seek you today and I draw near to you today, God, I believe you're going to guide me. And you're going to open doors of your choosing, and you're going to close doors that you don't want me to go through. You're going to arrange contacts for me, and you're going to just step by step, day by day, work out your will. And sometimes the Lord will make us aware of that in unusual ways, and often we'll just have to believe that God is doing that and trust him to do what he's promised. Now, on the way up to camp this time, I didn't have any unusual experiences. I didn't meet anybody at Subway that I knew. But when I got up to camp, Brother Eddie was so nice to me. I thought, well, that's nice. We know that we just know that as we seek Jesus, that he guides us in his will. And he wants us to believe that, and he wants us to trust him. We've often heard it said that you're not here by coincidence. And, you know, you think that you've arranged coming to camp and it was your decision and so on. And certainly we have a part to play in all of that. But we've always prayed at Pilgrim Camp that everyone that comes will be here by God's appointment. And everyone here has a right to believe that. I'm here because God has brought me here. And some of you will see confirmations that will encourage you. And you'll say, "Yes, Lord, I see why you brought me here. I see that it was you that called me to come for these days, to hear the things that I've heard and be under in the fellowship that I've been enjoying." And so let's all have that faith. And if we're here for a short time, God can do a quick work. We've heard that too. And if we have the privilege of staying here longer, we can make every day count. And so when we have that attitude that the Lord is leading me, that the Lord is guiding my life, then I can keep my ears open, I can keep my eyes open, and I can expect every day that Jesus is doing something very precious in my life and for my life and through my life. And so I'm glad to be here. And I'm glad to be ministering with Brother Eddie. And I've enjoyed that over the years. And again, most recently, I've enjoyed his ministry. God has given him a rich ministry in the Word of God. And it's been a real blessing to us. And we all have our place to fill. We're all different. But if we do what Jesus shows us to do and we do it for him, well, then God's people are blessed. And so that's all I have to say. And leave the preaching up to Brother Eddie tonight. But God bless you all. It's nice to see people that I haven't seen since last year. And then new people that I'm looking forward to getting to know. And then I got my friends here that we heard about, Jerry and Lou. We've known each other for about 35 years. And I'll just say this because it goes right along with everything I've been saying. For the last year or so, my family has been spending some time in Brooklyn and some time out with my parents. I'm back in the house that I grew up in, and my parents are in need of some help at this time, so we were in the position to do that and felt that the Lord had put it on our hearts to go out there. And sometimes that's been difficult. My dad has not been well, and there's some demands and that goes along with his illness. And that's been difficult at times. But then the Lord brought me back in touch with Lou and Jerry. We've sort of kept touch. Now we're having more fellowship than we've had in years. And there are some other friends that have come into my life. And that's been so sweet to me. And that, too, was another confirmation to me that I was doing what God wanted me to do and that the Lord brought a sweetness into all of that. And we've enjoyed that fellowship. On Tuesday nights, I go back to Canarsie to attend our prayer meeting. And I don't know who came up with the idea, but they decided that they're going to go with me. I think Lily may have told them, "I'm afraid he might fall asleep in the car on the way home, so we need someone to keep him awake." I don't know. But they volunteered to come and join me. And it was a prayer meeting. It wasn't a preaching meeting. There was nothing there to interest them except the Lord. But that was good enough for them. And so they came, and for a good number of months now, every Tuesday night, Lou, Jerry, myself, we travel together, we go to prayer meeting. Sometimes we just sit in silence, and the Lord's presence is so rich. And we go home, and the fellowship has been so sweet. And so there, too, I thank God for that. And God is just so good to us. And has so many wonderful things. Oh, what a friend. We heard about this wonderful friend, Jesus. And it's true. There's no friend like Jesus. I have the lily of the city, and I have the lily of the valley. And he's a great friend. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise thank you, Lord.
I will follow Jesus anywhere, everywhere. I will follow on, follow, follow. I will follow Jesus everywhere he leads me. I will follow.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
That reminds me of a prayer I heard this morning. You. She said, we just sang, we want to be what the Lord wants us to be, and we're ready to do what His Word commands. Lord, help us to do what You want us to do. Sometimes our will is kind of wrapped up in that, and we think we know, but God has something entirely different. Let us be open to that. So your talk goes on with that. It goes along with that prayer. So answer to the prayer of this morning in Brother Ken. But what about in all of us to be in that place where we want to please the Lord, and we look to Him for his guidance, that He might help us to just think and say and do the things that would please Him. I think if we really want, if He works in us that desire, then He finds a way to let us know what we ought to do. And then He blesses us in the task, in what He gives us to do. Let's sing 479. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me, the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Be seated before we sing the last.
He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do His blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With His manna He my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, where the rivers of delight shall ever roll. Hallelujah, He's the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. In sorrow He's my comfort, in trouble He's my stay. He tells me every care on Him to roll. Hallelujah.